Some of the sports most heavily funded by Australian taxpayers will be subject to mandatory reforms aimed at improving the way they're run. Seven sports receiving more than $5 million a year have been singled out. Last night, a letter was sent to the chiefs of swimming, athletics, cycling, hockey, rowing, sailing and basketball, telling them the reforms are on. And those that don't comply will have their funding cut by as much as 20%. AM's Martin Cudahy reports.
Every year, Australian taxpayers spend more than $100 million funding sports. But money doesn't necessarily guarantee success.
And the missile for Australia is in lane four. James Magnusson, Nathan Adrian of the United States in five.
Before the London Olympics, the men's 4x100 metre freestyle team was known as the Weapons of Mass Destruction. But they finished fourth.
And I tell you what, a reality check for the Australian team as well. They finished fourth. It was the most wonderful race.
And it's since been revealed all but one of the athletes were abusing the drug Stilnox just before the Games. To avoid such mistakes, the Australian Sports Commission is now demanding higher standards and greater accountability. Its chairman is John Wiley.
That we think the taxpayer's got a right to expect that sports will be well run, that money will be effectively spent, and that will be spent with a maximum effect for the outcomes that it's being invested for.
He's written to the chiefs in charge of the seven sports that receive the most funding. It reads,
"It matters because our love of sport as a nation means that Australians look to our sportsmen and women, and our sports, as role models. The example they set resonates throughout our community."
John Wiley again.
Any governance reform is only likely to succeed if there's real consequences, if the sports don't comply with what we're looking to do. And so what we're saying to the sports is that if they don't meet these new mandatory guidelines within 12 months, they face a funding cut of up to 20%.
Isn't that holding them to ransom, though? Conform or will strip you of your funding?
No, we think it provides an appropriate incentive for the sports to really concentrate on the task at hand. We think that these are urgent and important reforms. I think they'll lead to better sports.
The new principles are meant to improve the sports organisations. There will be no tolerance for lacking in financial transparency, which means sports will be subject to the same standards as public companies. The Commission is also insisting on the proper supervision of sports science practices.
The Australian Sports Commission, through the AIS, is the largest employer of sports scientists in the country, and so we have a very informed point of view about sports science, about best practice sports science in the country. The recent investigations and processes coming out of that have raised a number of questions of profound importance for Australian sport. Those investigations will take time. Whatever the outcome of those investigations, they're a good reminder of the paramount importance of integrity in sport. Australians love to win, but they don't believe in winning at all costs.
The chairman of the Australian Sports Commission, John Wiley, ending that report by Martin Cudahy.